Hello and welcome back once again to A Place to Grow. Every weekday, Pastor Stephen R. Hill of Spirit Life Church in Hurst, Texas has a life-changing message that will help you to determine God's destiny for your life. This program will help you to identify and use the gifts that God has given you. God has a wonderful plan for your life. Today's message is titled, What is Blocking the Father's Favor? Now here's Pastor Steve.
I want to conclude my series on walking in the Father's favor by sharing some hindrances to God's favor. Many do not share in the benefits of God's favor. So I'm going to just share a few reasons why today. But let's begin with, what is favor? Well, favor is a blessing bestowed upon a person. It's approval and assistance. It's preference, actually. It means to be specially privileged. You know, in the natural, many people confuse divine favor with luck. However, favor is not luck, because favor comes from God. It is not the result of carrying a rabbit's foot or hanging a horseshoe or finding a four-leaf clover or wearing a good luck charm. No, favor and blessing are God's gifts to his children. And this is where we really need to understand, and I know people don't like to offend people, but there's a difference between those who follow Jesus Christ and those who don't. The biggest is, if we should die today, we are going to heaven and they're not. The kindest thing we can do is start showing the difference between the world and the church and let the church say, amen. A lot of deceived people out there. But favor and blessing are God's gifts only to his children. In Psalm 5 and 12, it says, for you bless the righteous, O Lord. See, God blesses the righteous. Many times we're praying for people who don't even know God, care about God, ignore God, but we want him to bless them. Not going to happen. And don't be upset because God blesses the righteous. Now look, the ushers locked the doors. Because look, you have got to agree with God's word. Don't make up your own word. Understand that God is God. He's the one who makes the rules, not you, not me. He created us. The Bible says the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. Wait, the world and all of its people belong to God. So why aren't they all serving him? That must not make him feel too good. Because if he has the power to create us, he has the power to remove us. Now, I'm just talking natural and spiritual to you today. I hope that's okay, but if it's not, it's okay, I'll lock the doors. Divine favor from God will protect you and bring promotion in your life, and that is God's goal for every one of his children. Blessing, promotion, protection. By the way, when you get a promotion, always give the credit to God. Don't take it for yourself. Don't say because it's just, you're so smart or you look so good or don't do any of that. Always give God praise because he was behind it. Psalm 75 and 6 says, for promotion comes neither from the east nor from the west or from the south, but God is the judge. He puts down one and he exalts another. It's very important to remember that all favor, all blessing is a result of a covenant relationship with God through his son, Jesus Christ. Our favor is a result of believing in the sacrificial death and resurrection of Jesus Christ, which makes us free from sin. And when we accept Jesus as Savior, he makes us a child of God. In John 1 and 12, it says, as many as received Jesus, to them he gave the right to become the children of God, to those who believe in his name. Do you know what his name means? Jesus' name means God is salvation. When you believe that Jesus is your salvation, you see, that's what the scripture has said. To those who believe in his name, God is my salvation. Jesus, you are my salvation. Romans chapter 8 and 17, it says, and since we are his children, we are his heirs. I can't think of anyone better to be an heir of than God. How about you? The Bible says, in fact, together with Christ, we are heirs of God's glory, and that means his blessings and his favor and a whole lot more. Faith and obedience to Jesus Christ now is the only way to get to heaven. And guys, look, if you don't witness or tell people or share the gospel with anything else, you need to at least tell people how to get to heaven. Because that's the most important thing. Where will people spend eternity? Don't turn a blind eye. We're going to all die unless the rapture takes place first. We have to know that we have an eternal destination. It is either heaven or hell, and actually the lake of fire, because hell will be put in the lake of fire. Everybody ought to know that. Everyone ought to know. There are many religions in the world, but you know what? There's just one Savior. His name is Jesus Christ. People say, well, you think my religion is wrong? Well, like, what do you want to get from it? Because Jesus is the only Savior. He's the only go-between God and humanity. You see, Jesus is the only one that God accepts as our sacrifice for sin and for a forgiveness of our sins. We were all born in sin and sentenced to eternal suffering and death. And Romans 5 and 12 says, it actually says this, when Adam sinned, sin entered into the world. Adam's sin brought death, and death spread to everyone, so everyone has sin. Sin entered into the DNA of humanity when Adam sinned. And sin, it leads to death. In fact, it says in Romans chapter 6 and 23, for the wages of sin is death. You can't get out of that. You are going to die. And the Bible says that God told Adam, the day you eat of that fruit, you'll surely die. Look, God doesn't lie. If God says it, it's going to happen. And Adam, who was meant to live forever, did die. That day when he disobeyed God with his wife, they died spiritually. There was a disconnection between them and God the Father. And once again, there was a transfer into the DNA of humanity of sin and death. I'm going to read the other part of the verse in Romans 6 and 23 because it gives us hope. It says, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. What a wonderful, wonderful promise. Now, those who believe that all roads lead to God, they are confused. I'll just put it that way. They're confused. It's really because they don't understand spiritual things, not true spiritual things. They don't understand God's requirement for heaven. Because sin can only be forgiven through the sacrificial death of Jesus Christ. And if they don't believe that, they're not believing the right thing. Listen to what the Bible says in Hebrews 9 and 14. For by the power of the eternal Spirit, Christ offered himself to God as a perfect sacrifice for our sins. And that is why he is the one who mediates a new covenant between God and people, so that all who are called can receive the eternal inheritance that God has promised. Now, we're talking about favor today. And I don't want you to view the favor of God as an option for your life. Because to fulfill your divine purpose, you must operate in the favor of God. Because God's favor connects with your destiny. God's favor is about you being able to accomplish your mission in life. In fact, the Bible shows repeatedly that favor is where God positions a person for promotion to fulfill their destiny. Let me just give you a few references. In 1 Samuel 2 and 26, it talks about Samuel. Samuel grew up in favor both with God and men, and all Israel knew Samuel was the Lord's appointed prophet. God also positioned David in the palace through divine favor. 1 Samuel 16 and 22, it says, "Then Saul, King Saul, sent to Jesse, his father, saying, 'Please let David stand before me, for he has found favor in my sight.'" And then there was Esther. God's favor positioned her to become the queen. In Esther chapter 2 and 17, "The king loved Esther above all women, and she found favor and kindness in his sight more than the other women, so that he set the royal crown on her head and he made her the queen." So please understand, we should all be praying for favor and believing for favor. You need the favor of God to fulfill the destiny God has for you.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. Here's Pastor Steve with a special invitation for you.
Hi, this is Pastor Steve, and each of us have a prophetic destiny. Every person born is simply searching for the why and the how of their existence. Everyone wants to know, why am I here? And how do I accomplish my true purpose? Well, the why and the how of our existence can only be found in God, our Creator. The Bible says, "Know that the Lord, He is God. It is He who has made us and not we ourselves." Your purpose is discovered by receiving Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord. And you will never gain greater satisfaction in life than to serve your true purpose. I want to personally invite you to our worship service this Sunday at 10 a.m. It's one of the ways that I know that you're listening. I would love to shake your hand and pray for you. I am certain that the service will encourage you and prepare you for the coming week. A church that's alive is worth the drive.
Spirit Life Church is located in the middle of the Mid-Cities at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst. We offer a safe environment. Get more information at our website, aplacetogrow.org. Now let's get back into today's message.
God's favor has already been working for you. Is providing blessings. Blessings to you that others are not even receiving. Because favor can do for you in one day what it may take years to accomplish under normal circumstances. Some of you have already experienced that. Favor will give you access where others are denied. Make people mad too. It will bring you back from the rear of a place and put you on the front row. Has that ever happened to you? That used to happen to me a lot. Favor will bring you from the economy class to first class. Well, has that happened to you? From a single room to a suite. I'm talking about regular things that you may not realize. God did that for you. I said, God did that for you. No, it was the hotel manager. Look, God put in the heart of the hotel manager to do that for you. What's up? You got to recognize God is in control over what happens to you, and he's going to make sure you have favor. So he will speak to someone and say, don't give it to them. Give it to them. Even if they get mad. You only have two? I mean, you only got one? Give it to that guy. I don't know why I felt to do that. That's God. Even when the budget is frozen, God will give you a raise. So don't listen to them when they say, we're not giving out any raises this year. Just say, Lord, thank you for favor. And just have a casual conversation with your boss. Because that boss may say at that time, we're not giving out raises to anyone else, but so don't say anything, but we have given you a 10% a raise. Has that ever happened to anybody? They've told you that? I know that's the truth. It happened to me several times. And all I could do is say, thank you, Jesus. I wanted to scream it out, but I just looked at him and said, oh, thank you. I was saying, thank you, God. Look, you may think this is stretching it, but even a parking space in the front of a store. How many of you have that? Come on. Come on. That's God. You need to recognize it. The more you acknowledge God's favor, the more you will experience it, folks. That's what this is about in Psalm 75 and 9. It says, but as for me, I will always proclaim what the Lord has done. See, when you do that, guess what? God says, oh, they got it. They know it's me. Okay, let's give them some more stuff. Let's give them more favor. Because they realize it's coming from their Father's hand. In Matthew 13 and 12, it says, for whoever has, more will be given to him, and he will have abundance. In other words, acknowledge favor, and it will increase in your life. And the thing is, you have to say something. That other verse said, I will say, I will proclaim the goodness of the Lord. In Proverbs 12 and 14, it says, a person will be satisfied with the good, with good, by the fruit of their mouth. In other words, you say something good is happening, guess what? It's coming down the road. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. And God loves to hear his people praise him about good things. And he says, you know what? I'm just going to give you some more. You recognize this from my hand. I've got to give you some more. Let me give you a quick illustration. I used to travel a lot. And on one of my overseas trips, I had uncommon favor all the way through the airport on the flight and on and on and on. So I got on the flight. I was greeted by the stewardess. And I greeted her back very warmly when I got on board. All the time, I'm always saying, thank you, Lord, for favor. Thank you, Lord, for favor. I didn't buy a first-class ticket. I'm believing for favor. So just before the flight took off, the stewardess walked back, that same one that we had warm exchange and talking. And she said, oh, Mr. Hill, we have a seat open in first class. Would you like it? I said very calmly, yes, yeah, sure. I would like that seat. And does everything in first class come with it? I'm thinking, come up, Mr. Hill, and come up. And all the people who paid all that money, they're looking up at this guy. I'm just walking just like I'm one of them. And I just sit down. I thanked her for her kindness, but I thank the Lord for the seat. God will bless you if you acknowledge the Lord. He will bless you when you say thank you for the favor. Look behind you, because there's more favor behind you. When you say thank you for the favor, look to the right, because there's more favor coming this way. When you say thank you for the favor, somebody's tapping you on the shoulder saying, I have this for you. Now, this is the truth. I go into different stores. And I'll buy something, and I forgot something. I want to get something else. I go to the front with the item, and I say, how much does this cost? Happens all the time. Happened just yesterday. I said, oh, I forgot. How much is this? And they look both ways. Just take it. I don't have to look both ways, because you're in charge of the store. That's up to you to get. I look up and say, thank you, Lord. Thank you for the favor. God does that for you. But you've got to understand that God wants you to say thank you. Thank you for the favor. See, these signs are God's favor to you. So don't ignore them. And the more you acknowledge them, the more favor you will get. Now, that's not what the sermon is about. The sermon is about What's blocking your favor? There are many people not experiencing the benefits of God's favor. So let me just share just a few things that may be blocking a favor. Number one, disobedience to God's word blocks divine favor. And in Deuteronomy 11:26, God says, I'm giving you the choice between a blessing and a curse. The blessing if you obey my commands, but a curse if you reject my commands. If you don't obey me, there'll be a curse. Now, a curse is an invisible barrier to blessing and favor. See, favor is a direct result of obeying God. You've got to be pleasing God to get favor. Let me give you number two. Unforgiveness will block God's favor in your life. In Matthew chapter 6 and 14, it says, if you forgive those who sin against you, your heavenly Father will forgive you. 15. But if you refuse to forgive others, your Father will not forgive your sins. How many of you know you're not going to heaven if you got sin in your life? You better forgive that person. You better forgive everybody. And that's will unblock your favor. Number three, receiving communion in the wrong way blocks divine favor. In the early church, God instructed them to be very careful on the way that they administered and received communion just for that reason. Jesus instituted how we should receive it. Communion is to be taken reverently, remembering the suffering and the sacrificial death of Jesus Christ for our sins. You have to be in right standing with God. You have to be a child of God to receive communion in the correct way. Do not take communion if you have not accepted Jesus Christ as personal Savior and Lord. Let me say more. In Matthew chapter 26 and 26, it says, as they were eating, Jesus took some bread and blessed it, and he broke it into pieces and gave it to his disciples, saying, take, eat, this is my body. And then he goes on to say in verse 27, and he took a cup of wine and gave thanks to God for it, and he gave it to his disciples and said, each of you drink from it, for this is my blood, which confirms the covenant between God and his people. He goes on to say, it is poured out as a sacrifice to forgive the sins of many. So you understand that Jesus Christ established communion, really saying, this is what I'm going to do for you. I'm going to give my life to the Lord on your behalf sacrificially. This represents my blood. This represents my body. And it's going to be a covenant that brings you back to God. And you should always take it in reverence. In fact, remember me when you remember my suffering. Remember my death. This is a reverent thing. Now listen to the problem that was going on in the early church. First, there was a lack of reverence and unity among the congregation during the communion service. Secondly, some were consuming the bread and the wine without recognizing their significance. And then they also treated communion as a regular meal rather than a sacred observance. And this is one of the reasons why we really don't want our little children to partake of communion, because it's not safe for them to do that. Now, you have to judge as parents and see, do they really have a working relationship with Jesus Christ? Now, I'm not saying they believe in Jesus Christ. I said, do they have a working relationship with Jesus Christ? There's a difference, because the Bible says faith without works is dead.
Thank you for being with us today for A Place to Grow. If you were moved by today's message, you can download a copy for free by going to our website, aplacetogrow.org, and click on Audio Messages. Our new website makes listening and downloading faster and more simple than ever. And if you would like to help keep this radio ministry alive, you can make a gift offering right there online. That's aplacetogrow.org. Today's message was part one of What is Blocking the Father's Favor. Be sure and join us Monday for part two. Now, Pastor Steve would like to pray with you.
Thank you for listening to A Place to Grow. If you have never accepted Jesus Christ as personal Savior, and you would like to do so, pray this prayer with me. Lord, forgive me of all of my sins. I am so sorry for them. Jesus, come into my heart. Be the Lord and Savior of my life. You said, with the heart a person believes, resulting in righteousness. And with the mouth, he makes confession, resulting in salvation. Thank you for saving me. I am born again. Now, if you meant that, Jesus Christ has come into your heart, and he is now your Lord. The Bible says, whoever calls upon the Lord will never be disappointed. You are a new creation in Christ. I want to encourage you to keep on praying, to keep reading your Bible. Go to church, and we'll continue to tell you what the Word of God says for your life. God bless you. Keep listening to A Place to Grow.
Well, we hope you were touched by today's message. We're honored to have you with us and look forward to seeing you at our Spirit-filled worship service every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. At Spirit Life Church, we strive to create a welcoming and safe space for everyone to experience God's presence. Stay connected with us throughout the week by visiting our Spirit Life Church International YouTube channel and Facebook page, where you'll find uplifting messages and lots more. Spirit Life Church is located at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst, Texas. For more details, head to our website at aplacetogrow.org. And don't forget to join us every weekday at 4 p.m. and on Sunday afternoons at 2:30 right here on Bible School Radio, 91.3 KDKR.